Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yes, it is that time of the week and that time of the day. It is a Fransky Friday, as we do it every Friday of the season. Scott Fransky joins us, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Phillies off a sweep of the Rockies, the White Sox in tonight. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing awesome. Well, Scott, I'm doing awesome because I made this prediction and it looks like it's about to come to pass. So I need to ask you, Scott, does this offense look like it's about to turn the corner and just be dynamic right now?
Well, first of all, what was your prediction?
Okay, I predicted that on average, the Phillies are going to average like six runs this season.
He's an idiot.
Per game.
Per game.
I'm sorry, this series or this season?
Season.
season.
We have a season-long bet that they'll be under
like,
six.
Like,
he thinks over.
I think they're going to be over average, the over average of six runs this season.
Oh, my. That would be something.
Wait a minute, Scott. Really, that doesn't sound encouraging. It doesn't sound like you're with me on this one.
I wouldn't call it a high probability bet, but, you know. It could happen.
Thanks, Scott.
Shots come through sometimes.
It happens. Yeah. I mean, but it bodes well for, like, the last two games kind of bode well for my prediction, though.
Well, yeah. They look a little bit better, and they're going to hit. I mean, they're going to hit. They're going to score runs. They're going to score more runs than they've been scoring. I have no doubt about that. You know, they went through a – 2 week stretch there where Harper wasn't doing anything. JT went for a whole, you know, week basically without doing a thing. And that's just not going to continue. You know, those guys are going to hit. And Schwarber and Turner and all these guys, they're going to hit. And they're not all going to click at the same time. There might be some days when they do, but those will be the really, you know, really good ones to try to help your average. I think all in all, they're going to hit. It's a matter of time.
Scott, one guy that's hit a lot, you know, starting on Sunday, and he wasn't like he was terrible before. It just was, you know, not much to the first 2 weeks. But starting on Sunday through the Rockies series, Trey Turner, Scott, has gotten white hot. And this has become something we're noticing with him, where when he gets hot, like last August into September, and maybe it continues now for a little while, but certainly this week, Scott, he could get really hot, like almost hit 500 for a week or two. What have you noticed with him, you know, in the last few games?
Yeah, you know, they got a lot of guys that are sort of in that same boat, like Turner, that they can get hot enough to carry a team for a few days. You know, that's what makes it so much fun and what makes it exciting. You know, I mean, Turner, again, I think you're seeing a lot of these guys early in the season, you know, whether it's Turner or Harper, even JT, Realmuto, Schwarber. These guys are hitting the ball hard. They don't have a ton of results to show for it. But that was something about Trey that they were talking about in the first couple of weeks, is that while his average, you know, was okay, he wasn't hitting, you know, a lot of extra base hits, His average exit velocity was as high as it's ever been. And so that really bodes well. I mean, that's the kind of thing. It's not necessarily just luck, but there, it's the kind of thing that you say, look, if you're hitting the ball hard, just keep hitting it hard. It's going to turn for you. You're going to lift balls. You're going to get balls into the alley. You're going to hit doubles. You're going to hit homers. And that's what we're seeing the last few days from Trey.
Scott, the other side of this, one guy who hasn't gotten going yet, and it's been a rough start, is obviously Nick Castellanos. Do you think at some point here, Topper would give him a couple days off to clear his head? He did it with Rojas last weekend. I know they're different, you know, kind of players in terms of their experience and salary and all that. But do you think there might be a time soon where they try to help Castellanos just clear his head? Because he's the one guy who has not figured it out yet to start this season.
Yeah, I think that day could be around the corner, you know, if he struggles. I thought the other day might be a chance for it, you know, to kind of give him a breather, to, you know, have a couple of days to clear his head. And, you know, as they say, Nick's a pretty deep thinker and he's always thinking about hitting, and he's talked about it himself. But when he's going through struggles like this, it weighs on him heavily. So I do think it's something they keep an eye on, even with his experience level. And I don't think there's any question that they feel like he'll turn it around, but that if it, you know, if they need to in the short term, give him a day, I think that's very, very possible.
You know, Scott, let's talk about this pitching a little bit. What in your, and you get to see him every day. So what is the biggest difference that you've seen in this pitching, especially when it comes to Ranger Suarez?
Well, I mean, I think right out from the very beginning, their command has been much better than you'd normally get this time of year. I mean, these guys look like they've been pitching for a few months now rather than just a couple of weeks. To me, they just seem to be able to do what they want when they want. And, you know, testament to them, you know, credit to those guys. You know, Ranger kind of tweaked his offseason a little bit. He's healthy, which is a big thing. Obviously, he's out there and healthy and he feels strong and go deep into games. But his stuff has been, you know, again, Ranger's not an overpowering type pitcher, but he knows how to pitch. And I think that's what you see, you know, 1 through 5 right now, is that guys have, you know, an idea of what they're doing out there. And it's not just rearing back and throwing as hard as they can. I mean, Zach Wheeler's got, you know, high velocity kind of stuff, maybe not what he once was, certainly, but he's a guy that knows how to pitch and he knows how to adapt, and he knows how to, you know, add a new wrinkle like a changeup this year or sweeper last year that's going to, you know, make him a more complete pitcher. And I think 1 through 5, they've just shown the ability to be consistent, be solid. You know, they're not afraid to pitch to contact. They're getting strikeouts for sure, but they're not afraid to pitch to contact, and I think that's a big thing for most pitchers.
Scott, the other thing that's jumped out to me with this pitching staff, and it's really across the board, Nola's probably the only one so far who's been not on this plane, but we know he'll get there based on his track record. They strike out a good number of batters, but they don't walk a lot. I mean, they have two guys with Ranger and Wheeler under 2 walks per 9, and then the other guys, it's not like anyone has a lot of walks. It just feels like they throw strikes, and it seems so simple. I know LA always talks about it with you, but they're always ahead in the count. I mean, it feels like they've mastered the ability to pitch from ahead, and it's leading to all this success, it feels like.
Yeah, it's probably the most basic form of pitching expertise, and that is throw strikes and change speeds, right? I mean, that's what it's about. It's about keeping a hitter off balance. And, yes, they have strikeouts, but I think it's a way bigger deal that they have so few walks. Because, again, you're going to make mistakes as a pitcher. You throw 100 some pitches a game, you're going to make mistakes. And being able to keep guys off of your mistakes, or if they do hurt you, it's only a solo homer, right? I mean, you're not giving the freebies before the home run. And it's huge. And really the only thing we've seen in terms of freebies given out has been by the defense, right? I mean, it hasn't been the pitchers issuing walks. It's been the defense. I mean, at least the starters anyway. I mean, these guys have been throwing strikes. And hey, controlling the strike zone, that's what wins. That's what wins.
Scott Fransky joining us here on a Fransky Friday. Scott, what's your guess and thought on how this pitching thing might work out now that Taijuan Walker seems to be ready? You know, he kind of moved quicker than I anticipated with his rehab. and maybe he's ready to go shortly here because Turnbull's done a pretty good job. He pitches tonight. The other four obviously are entrenched here. Do you think they would move Turnbull out soon? Do you think it could be a six-man rotation? What do you think they might do if Taiwan is ready, let's say, in the next week?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's more likely that Taiwan goes to the rotation and Turnbull goes to the bullpen. I think part of that is obviously what you've invested, right? I mean, you signed up Walker to be a starter, and I think you give him every opportunity to hold on to that job, to show that he can hold on to that job. But I do think there's a place for Turnbull as a guy out of your bullpen who could be your swing guy. You know, there's going to be days when you need a sixth starter. I don't think they'll go to six just on the regular, but I do think that they would keep him in reserve as a long man. And, you know, but I do think Walker's going to get a chance to go back in the rotation. If indeed they've decided, I mean, I guess he's going to throw a bullpen today. And if that goes well, if they decide that it's well and he's good and he's ready to go, then my guess is he'd pitch somewhere next week, you know, at the start of the road trip somewhere, Cincinnati, I guess.
Yeah, Cincinnati, long road trip coming up after Sunday. A City Connect night tonight, White Sox in. Scott, we always appreciate it. We'll be listening, and we'll catch up next week. Thank you, Scott.
Scott.
Sounds good, guys.
Have a good one.
There he goes. Scott France, gonna friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.